Hey guys, Sky here. Welcome to part two of last week's episode, War on Humanity. I know we ended it last week on the pretense that we were just taking a break and coming right back, but it ended up being a two-hour conversation between Sol and I, so I decided to break it down into two parts. Now that everything has changed since last week and things are on rapidly, you know, moving very fast over the last week. Everything's different now. We can't even listen to our episode on our own webpage, Anchor webpage, because Firefox that we use is now jumped on the censoring bandwagon. So there are no edits in our recordings anymore, and you're getting everything, and hopefully we'll be able to go live on some new platforms. Everybody needs to move over to Brighteon.com. That is a privately owned platform, and they also have a new social, Brighteon Social. So you're looking at YouTube's Brighteon's a version of YouTube and Facebook. So check it out, guys. It's Brighteon.com, Brighteon.com, and Brighteon.social. So hope to see you guys over there and enjoy the episode if you can actually listen to it. Thanks again.
We'll be right back.
Hi, we're back. All right, and we were talking about
Jedi,
and giving you all that rundown. So now let's, I want to mention Catherine Austin Fitz. I just stumbled on her a few days ago, not too long ago. And I think you've watched at least one video on her interview with her now.
Yeah, recently. I was checking out her website, Solaris Report. It's chock full of really heavy, hard-hitting
whirlwind of information.
Yeah, it's check it out.
And she's legit. She's the hell, didn't she, like, wasn't part, she's like part of the government somehow.
Like developing, wasn't she like real estate developer or like,
yes, she, like, well, she was head of the real estate HUD. Head of a HUD, or no, she spent 2 years or two decades tracking missing money from the government agencies, of which were including HUD and the DOD,
which probably alerted her to all this like shady shit going on. That,
well, apparently she's been writing about this stuff long before that. So, I mean, she's been tracking it. I mean, she's written stuff on this, you know, what's going on right now. She's known way in advance. She actually did a, I don't know if it was a video, I haven't looked it up yet, but a movie called Injection Fraud. And she, injection, in other words, vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she calls it injection because it's not a vaccine, it's an injection of fucked up material, you know, that's going to mess with your genetic DNA and restructure you and reprogram you and, you know, hook you up to the cloud, which is what we're going to talk about. And I want to say, anybody out there listening to us and listening to any of these people that you would consider conspiracy theorists, these are not conspiracies anymore, nor are they theories. I mean, this is actual truth and fact, and all you need to do in anything is follow the money. And, you know, Catherine Austin Fitz is the one that reminded me of that. Always follow the money. Because no matter what is going on in the world, there's always a financial agenda to it.
Right. And I mean, we can make conjectures and put this stuff up there, but if you actually go and research it and you find, like, who the key players and companies behind.
Right. Look at the companies.
It always leads to.
Look at the CEOs and the companies of whatever's going on, like, especially these vaccines. Look them up.
And what ties they have to other.
Exactly.
Other,
you know, where does it go? Follow the trail.
Countries.
I mean, that's how we get our information. We just follow the rabbit hole and, you know, we dig.
And it's critical thinking, it's not hard to, like.
Well, there's your key right there, critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't have critical thinking, which is why
It's been beaten out of them.
Right, which is why they succumb to what's going on in the world and just go in their hole and bury their heads
except
in the sand.
What's given to them. And
yeah, because they don't know how to think their way out of a paper bag anymore.
Yep.
And that's the sad thing about it. But anybody who listens to us is a little bit different. You know, they're doing critical thinking just by listening. So hopefully, you know, if you don't take our word for it, go find the research. I mean, go do the research, follow the money. That's all you have to do. I mean, I learned that back when I was really following Robert Kiyosaki.
Mm.
Follow the money. Trump, you know, when I was in that whole era of, you know, just kind of watching and observing, learning from everything that the two of them were doing financially. So you just follow the money.
Yeah, and you can, I mean, using different search engines, like DuckDuckGo.
Not use Google.
Yeah, if you're going to use ones that are, you know, owned by these global elites.
Globalists. You're not going to find what you want to find. You're going to find what they want you to find and only what they want you to find.
Yeah, you're going to dig a little bit deeper.
Is there another search engine? I mean, I use DuckDuckGo.
Couple other. I'm not really sure. I know there are a few others out there, though, that you can use that are not infiltrated.
Yeah. Yeah, there's got to be some more. I mean, I remember 1 year ago, the kids were little, we used one called Dogpile. I don't know if that still exists, but
Dogpile.
Yeah, but I know DuckDuckGo is the go-to one right now, and that's the one you know, where we've been using. So Catherine Austin Fitz is amazing, and, you know, check out her website, the Solaris Report, Solaris Report. Again, her thing is all financial and real estate and financial stuff, and she's just a whirlwind of information.
You know what I like about her too is that she, you know, she's super intelligent. She's an intellectual, and she's got like the business and the financial background, but she's also super intuitive.
Yeah.
And you can tell that she's
a critical thinker. Mm-hmm. I mean, she literally comes up with these things for her team and says, hey, go do this for me and see what you get for data. Mm-hmm. And she teaches her team to just be critical thinkers and do the research and, you know, dig deep. And yeah, absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. and sometimes, you know, she does it on an intuitive hit. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, that's usually what we do. Oh, yeah. I get this hit from, you know.
Right. It's an energetically something. And
call it inspiration if you want. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to call it a download or a divine hit or intuition. Call it just inspiration.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, something pops into your head. And you're
an instinct.
Oh, what's that? An instinct? Yep.
Yeah. A gut. React, gut instinct.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, so she kind of lays it out really pretty easy for dummies. You know, remember the series of books, Dummies?
Yeah, although I have to tell you, I'm listening to one of her videos. I really had to focus. I could not be distracted. I was like, I need to pay attention because she just comes out
there's
with so much information.
So much information. It's like, I got to hit the stop button, rewind, play, stop, rewind, play. Yeah, because there are some things, it's like, wait, what did she just say?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, she's got her website is just chock full of stuff. And if you actually become a member and support, I don't even know how much money, you know, things are, but the subscriptions, you're opening up a whole nother, I don't know, library full of information. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the stuff she's got on there. but I want to talk about some of the things that are relating to our Mr. PG, because she clearly has an amazing grasp on what's going on and how he's managed to integrate his technology into the human race and hook us up to the cloud or
yeah,
know, Jedi. I
mean, they've already started with, you know, like Fitbits and smartphones, mm-hmm. and wearable technology. I mean, that was the start of it.
Right. Yeah.
The facial recognition, with all the different apps and you know, things that you use online, like,
does anybody use that shit?
Yeah. Oh my god, people do it all the time. These stupid little, you know, quizzes and stuff. I mean, it's all software to gain information.
Oh my, I know,
but
it's
it seems like it's just,
it's frightening. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I'm going to assume that you do this too, but you're doing research on the internet and you come across this, you know, thing that looks really intriguing and interesting and but yet you just get a bad feeling about it when it's asking you to either click on this or sign up for this or, you know, fill out this.
And every time I've gone against that, I've been screwed over, because instantly then I've got spam up the fucking gazoo. Like, my email is just full of spam type stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, pop-ups of like, jeez. You know, it's just like, what did I just open myself up to?
And the funny thing is, the next morning you go to pick up your phone and all of a sudden there's something on your phone, mm-hmm. that you saw or managed to click on or do or whatever that was related to something on your computer 4 days ago.
Right. It's not a coincidence.
No, it's not. No. And all these things that have been downloading into your computer without you knowing, and just blindly accepting this shit, it literally is hijacking your computer system so it has every information about you. It's going through your it's like literally you're opening yourself up for, I mean, there's no way to stop it. You literally cannot stop it.
I know.
Because you know how you ever, you like, say you have computer problems or something and you go to IT and they are able to, once you click on a little button, they're able to access your computer and you can mm-hmm. watch them on your screen working
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if somebody in IT within your company or within a company that you're working with can do that.
That then easily.
I mean, that's like a simple little thing.
We just watched about the fraud and the tapping into hijacking the election.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it's the same.
You want to briefly mention that before we get back on track?
Here? I don't know if I can. Well, it's just that, you know.
Yeah, that was actually a Senate hearing, live Senate hearing, and it was evidence was brought to the table right then and there. They literally were able to hack into the Dominion system.
Yeah, the voter Georgia,
down in the county, whatever it was, yeah. that was going.
They can affect information going in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, they can manipulate the information in the moment, real time, mm-hmm. right then and there, where they were which having the election.
Which you shouldn't be able to do. That's
right.
You know, that is just absolute proof right there. That mm-hmm. you know,
blatant proof. Hello, right out in the open.
But yeah, same thing. They can do, like, you know, when your phone is glitching. Exactly. You have to call, and they're like doing the.
Oh yeah, and then they hack your phone right there, and it's mm-hmm. like, I totally forgot about that because yeah. I haven't done that in years, but.
Yeah, they send you like a thing, you accept, and then all of a sudden they're in your phone.
Mm-hmm. Moving shit around.
Yeah.
You're watching it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in real life, there are people in the CIA, which is what's doing all this, by the way. It's mm-hmm. all CIA operatives and programming and blah, 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 and part of the defense. They don't need permission to do it. They just do it.
Well, right, under the act of the Terrorist Act, right, mm-hmm. ever since 9/11, which yep. was, you know, just deliberately laid out so that they could do this, you know. Now yeah. we have an excuse, people, because, you know, we're vulnerable.
You could be a terrorist. You could mm-hmm. be under a terrorist attack through your phone, which I'm going to say are all false flags and all done by the CIA, no matter what they are, across mm-hmm. the whole fucking planet.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just, it's another... the whole podcast, but anyway,
it is another whole podcast.
I think we just touched on about four. We got enough content for the rest of the year already. We have only started, it's what, the third?
Yeah.
So anyway, she says, you know, she talks about her report she did was called The State of Our Currencies, and I haven't read it yet. I don't have my hands on a copy of it yet, but it's definitely something that's on my to-do list, so mm-hmm. that's, I'm just putting it out there to the masses, our mass followers that we have.
Yeah. All six of you.
No, I think we have like, I don't know, might have 100.
Oh, sweet.
Slow progress. I think we're being watched too closely. Who knows? What was I going to say?
The currency that she...
Yeah, it's called State of Our Currencies. And basically, it's... okay, I've talked about two different things. I'm going to let that one go because I don't know enough about that one yet. But injection fraud was the video that she did. And it's about how BG... has been downloading operating systems into your mind, and the plan to do that and continue to do that basically the same way he's done to your PCs using the you know, your vaccines and your computer. It's
right,
the same
and
thing.
The guy that is heading up the vaccine for COVID, right?
Yeah, so all of a sudden Gates disappears, okay, drops off the face of the earth because... too many Republicans are thinking that, I guess, like 44%, Yeah, well, it's starting to. The Republican Party decides that, no, he wants to
chip
us.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, oh, we can't have anybody thinking that conspiracy theory. So we're going to get rid of that and, you know, change the direction we're going here. So all of a sudden, Operation Warp Speed comes in, and the man who is chosen to head that up, General Gustav Perna, is that his name? Perna? P-E-R-N-A, does that sound right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Perna. Anyway, apparently, he is an expert in injectable brain machine interface.
What the heck, people? Injectable?
Injectable brain machine interface.
Interface, which goes along with Jedi.
Exactly.
And it goes along with the injectable fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also goes, it all comes together with the state of our currency, because it's all going to be digital.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
And she explains it. She has these pillars that she talks about. And through, you know, this whole process that we've been just brainwashed with.
Yeah, it's basically each all one the of systems these, that we...
Right, but each one of these have been separate, okay? Because as soon as you see them together and the agendas of each one of them together, you realize, oh, fuck, we are so screwed. And you see the big picture. So they're kept separate. These organizations, these entities are kept separate purposely. But each one of them is doing a specific job.
Right.
Now, this goes back to the beginning when we were first locked down, and I wasn't locked down, but I was out doing my job, realizing there's shit going on that nobody's talking about, nobody understands, nobody is like, it's not, you know, it's been being swept under the carpet because there's a more important, pressing virus that we're dealing with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm seeing all this stuff being, you know, wiring and shit everywhere, and roads being ripped up, and signs on cell phone company doors saying, you know, we have the best 5G out here.
Yeah, all of a sudden, yeah.
So you're seeing I'm seeing these little satellites. Things. The satellites that went up, the 370,000 satellites. How do you think
they're going to control the cloud?
Right.
And okay. Us with our...
So this shit was happening.
New nanotechnology within our...
This shit was happening right underneath our noses. Mm-hmm. And it was all... Like I said, they have to keep it separate. So everything's compartmentalized. So you have the techies that are working on all the telecommunications, digital global ID system. The digital global ID system, which we all know is the being chipped and being able to travel through the world... Because you've had a vaccine, right? Okay, that's the digital.
Well, everything's global gonna be tied to
ID
it.
System, right? But no, this is just the techies, what they're working on, okay? So this is what you see. Just that. The telecommunication, all the satellites that have been put up, and the cloud. Okay, that's all the tech peeps, right? Then you got the military. Okay, with the military you got Space Force, you got Warp Speed.
And then Jedi. Under the radar.
Jedi, which isn't on my notes in that. Okay, so the military handles the satellites, too. We're not going to throw the satellites in with the communication people, because that's not, they can't have that, remember? Mm-hmm. You can't see that together. That's got to stay separate. So satellites go with the military, all right? Then you've got, oh, and by the way, Trump just recently officialized a name for the Space Force. Do you know what it is?
Oh, no, I do, but it's escaping me.
Guardians.
Oh, yeah, you told me that yesterday.
Yeah, we now have Guardians of the Galaxy. Ooh. Okay, so now we have Big
guys,
Pharma.
If you've never seen that movie, you've got to watch it.
Yes, there's two of them. Have you seen them both?
Uh-huh, and it's it's truth. It's actually what...
It's all this stuff is true on a sci-fi level that they're putting a spin to it so you'll accept it and digest it. There's facts and reality to it. Absolutely. So then we have Big Pharma, which is handling the vaccine. And DNA, you know, all manipulating your DNA and blah, 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 talking about all that.
Yep.
So that's number three. And then you have media, which handles propaganda. That's number four. And then you have the central bankers, okay, which are dealing with the cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
How many people are aware of what the cryptocurrency is and what's going on with that?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's
It's pretty, I know it's out there because, like,
yeah,
every, like, YouTube video I watch, it's like there's an advertisement for it.
Yep. So money is going bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Cashola is going bye-bye. Mm-hmm. And the cryptocurrency ties into the digital.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is it now? Digital Global ID System. Hmm. So see what happens when you merge them together, when you see them all together? And
basically
another thing,
we're commodities.
Exactly. You are now a commodity that mm-hmm. can be sold on the market. Mm-hmm. You're
a
slave.
It's
official. You mm-hmm. are an official slave. You are mm-hmm. you do not own your own body. You are not your own person. You're nothing.
I mean, they're trying to get rid of all small business owners that were not.
That's part of this whole thing. That goes down to then you're getting into the whole, you know, exactly what's going on with the riots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the BLM movement. Again, follow the money. Who controls BLM? It's not just about a bunch of people getting together that are pro African American.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they're completely against African American.
Mm-hmm.
Completely against. And if
everything's
you notice,
opposite of what it appears,
all the businesses that they vandalized and destroyed
are African American.
Right.
Yeah.
95% of them are African American. And another thing, if you notice where all those, you got to watch that video. You watched it, right?
Mm-hmm.
She talks about, she explains in that video how they use the BLM movement to basically, the big banks, corporate global banking system.
Right, they have headquarters in all of these.
Yeah, what was it, something like 34 mm-hmm. cities and 34
riots and the vandalism were,
out of 37 or something. I don't might be getting my numbers wrong, but
I'm not sure, but
literally it was almost every single city was connected to mm-hmm. one of the, whether it was a branch or a hub or, you know, quarters or headquarters or whatever, global banking system, and the whole block was taken out. So now you've got all these small businesses that are gone.
Devastated.
They were already closed down because mm-hmm. they couldn't, you know, lock down, can't function. So they've already lost
their
business.
Well, they're not essential. They're
right, not
deemed
essential.
Non-essential.
Yep. And now they've been vandalized. So now their property is worth nothing. They have no business. They've been put out of business completely. And now
no income.
Big corporation, big banker, global bank can come in and scoop up all the,
mm-hmm.
for absolutely nothing. Pennies.
Yeah.
Okay. So just keep that in mind. That's, whatever. Anyway, you put all these together and you can see the big picture.
Economics 101.
Yeah, literally. You know,
do people not see? How do they not see? I guess
because
they
keep it separate. Because they've, the globalists
right, they
have
see
been trying
what the media
to keep
presents,
everything separate.
Like, oh, it's a BLM.
That's the propaganda. Just, you know,
it's okay that they're rioting because they're trying to riot, you know, it's for a cause. Like,
yeah. And again, it's like, this is what I've been saying the whole time. It's like, wow, it's amazing how our laws are suddenly null and void.
Yeah, it's like.
And I'm not even talking about the fact that, okay, we're all under lockdown, can't go out of our fucking houses and have to wear a goddamn mask because we're going to make somebody sick and die, kill somebody off.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you've got, you know, thousands of people rioting and you know, committing crimes and vandalizing businesses and shooting people in the streets.
That's acceptable.
With no masks and mm-hmm. and well, you can't catch COVID if you're rioting. and where are the police in this? You know,
mm-hmm.
they were all defunded.
Mm-hmm.
How is it
so
all of a sudden
obvious.
There's no, you know, where, what was that? I don't want to get into it. Never mind. I can't go there. That was a squirrel moment.
Defund the police.
Oh boy.
We can go. I mean, it's just they are just hand in hand. I mean, everything coincides.
It all works very nice and neatly together mm-hmm. to enslave the human race. Mm-hmm. And people better wake up and they better see what's going on. And Jeffrey Prather says that all of us out here that are doing these, you know, little podcasts and everything, keep going, keep mm-hmm. doing it, keep saying what you're saying.
Yeah, it kind of seems futile. It's at times you're like, why am I even doing this? Am I reaching anyone? Am I making?
Yeah. Am I waking people up? Mm-hmm. Am I making a difference? Mm-hmm. I think is you know our question because we want to make a difference. That's mm-hmm. what we're here for. But yeah, it's just freaking crazy.
It feels like they've infiltrated every section. It's like, you know, how do you undo and get control over this where they have, you know, they're infiltrated every aspect of our day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. It's like we have to like completely unravel all of these systems that we've been dependent on.
Yeah.
You know, and start fresh. And it seems like a really big task.
Right. You know? And this is one of the beautiful things within this, because the system that we have is so corrupt and so fucked up anyway.
Yeah.
That it doesn't work. It hasn't been working for a long time, and they've already been stealing our money left and right, and literally all of a sudden we have a stimulus, and that is I don't even want a stimulus, because they already took my money, and then they're throwing it all over, you know, billions of dollars overseas, but yet claiming that they have no money. It's like, okay, well, you're taking the entire populace, the country's money yeah. away. Mm-hmm. Okay, the middle class does not exist anymore. Every day we get closer and closer to, you know, not existing.
Yeah.
And actually, Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki wrote about this years ago. Mm-hmm. The same thing.
Yeah, taking away the middle class. I mean,
yep.
It's...
You better do something fast, because you got to pick a mm-hmm. side, because you're not going to be a middle class.
Nope.
And, you know, I actually have a couple of their books. I've got one right here. That was Robert Kiyosaki's book, Conspiracy on the Rich. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. But yeah, I mean, this stuff has been planned for so many years, and it goes so deep that it needs to go away. So what are they going to do? They're going to print all this money. This is part of getting rid of the cash currency and going mm-hmm. to crypto, mm-hmm. because they have to blow it up, and then all of a sudden there's nothing to back. I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing to back it anyway. It hasn't been for years.
Yeah.
But how do we get through this? This is teaching people. This is your opportunity to find your inner power. Mm-hmm. To feel alive. You know, you've been kicked, you've been beat up, you've been stolen from, you've been pillaged, plundered, and raped. I mean, just in our lifetime, you know, we got complacent. Mm-hmm. And we just thought that, oh, everything's great, you know, going through life day to day on the little...
I've got my Starbucks. I've got my smartphone.
Right. Yeah.
I can go through the drive-thru on the way home from working. I'm sitting on my ass at a desk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I can plop myself on the couch. And
I can sit there on Amazon and mm-hmm. buy all kinds of things if I want with my measly paycheck that I'm supposed to pay the bills with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's an easy life. Honestly, you think about it, and it's been easy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I've had it easier or you've had it easy.
Right, but the majority.
And there's a lot of people out there that haven't had it easy, but in general, yes, mm-hmm. this is an easy life. You don't live in a country where you've already lost your home because of this fake fucking plandemic shit. You don't live in a country where you can't eat because there is no food coming in. You don't live in a country where you can't jump on a bus right now. Yeah, you might have to wear a mask, go to a different state or jump on an airplane and go to a different state.
Mm-hmm.
You, other countries can't do that right now. We can. We're still, I mean, there's plenty of people starving in the U.S. right now. I know that. But I'm just saying we got complacent.
Yeah, that, I mean, that you see that on the news, right? You sit on your couch in the comforts of your own home and everything's good and kosher. And you see on the news, like, war-torn countries and suffering and stuff. But it's so far removed from you. You right. never really, we got complacent and lazy and like,
yeah.
Well, that's, you know, oh, that sucks. That's so sad. But
well, that can't happen to not, me.
Right. Meanwhile.
Yeah.
You've been.
It's on your front doorstep, people. Yeah. It's right here on our front doorstep.
You can
right
no
now.
Longer just sit there and do nothing.
Nope. You're going to have to make a choice. You either want to be sheep led to the slaughter, or you make a decision to say no. And again, David Icke had a great show Friday that he puts one out every Friday. And how did he say it? Oh my God, I can't remember now. It just escaped me. But you literally, I mean, you got to make a choice. You got to decide mm-hmm. this is your time
yeah.
right now to stand up for yourself or be led to the slaughterhouse, because that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. And all we have to do is say no.
Can you
imagine?
Say no, stand up.
Yeah, can you imagine if we, and I said this in another podcast, if we all of a sudden decided one day, every single person on the planet decided, no, I am not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I am not subjecting to lockdown. I'm not taking your vaccine. I am not going to social distance. Matter of fact, I'm going to go party. I'm going to gather in a group with thousands of people. And we're going to play music. And we're going to have fun. And we're going to mm-hmm. dance and sing and party it up. Who's going to stop us? If you had everybody on the planet doing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
just one day.
Yeah, and they know that. They know that if we get on the same page and choose to rise up, that we actually have all the power and they've got nothing.
They have no power and they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared right now. That's why they're trying to put this through blatantly obvious, because they don't give a shit anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's like,
they can't go back. They can't go back to the way it was.
It's gotten more out of control and irrational and crazy, but like,
yeah,
people are still like, twiddling their thumbs.
I know, like, right?
What is it going to take?
I know.
But it's because people have been so dumbed down and brainwashed that they are the victim, or, you know, powerless and dependent and, you know, suffering and stuck.
Yep.
That it's just better off. Well, you know, I'll just, as long as I can.
Yeah, it's a victim mentality.
Yeah.
It's a victim mentality, and they, you know, with that, they have full control over those
people.
You give up your power. You give up your freedom, your serenity, your humanism.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer human when you give this fight up.
You're like cattle. You're just...
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say, is just stand up. Those of you who can stay positive and pumped for this and what's to come, because this is going to be a crazy year. It's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for it because I'm sitting, I'm tired of sitting and waiting.
Yeah, we've been waiting for a long time for these, for the revolution and the changes to come, and the takedown of all these systems that have been keeping us slaves.
No, and that's the thing. Knowing how deep that corruption goes, mm-hmm. and how bad it is, that just drives me even more and more to stand up against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And it's, you know, I kind of relate it to, like, even though it seems like this big, big, like, overbearing, almost impossible task, right? It's almost like when you're extremely fearful of something, right? And it's just completely taken over you. You're full of anxiety and despair. And then when you just face that thing that's so taking over you, and you're like, oh, wow, that wasn't that, that bad. You know what I mean? It's we have to get to that place where like, yeah, this seems like a impossible situation, but really it's like once we get to that place of like, you know, facing it.
You're right, confronting it.
It's
like confronting the bully that's been, you know, pushing you around on the playground.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly what it is.
Once you push back a little bit, they're like, oh shit.
Yep.
And then you see how weak and vulnerable they are.
Yep.
And they're just putting on this big show, you know, which is what's actually happening.
Yeah, because honestly, there's only a handful of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's millions of us.
Yeah, billions.
Billions of us.
Billions of us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... yeah. I just totally lost my train of thought. Just stand up.
Yeah, have you seen that graphic where it's like, you know, the Rockefellers and the business guys in the suits and they're sitting around a table? It's like a chessboard.
Yes.
Yep. And then underneath it is like...
The human
populace. And all you have to do is just stand up. Like, mm-hmm. It's just, we've been brainwashed in this, you know, mentality that we're powerless for so long. And like, really, all you have to do is just stand up.
Yep.
Say no. Rise up. Like,
yep.
You know.
And it's funny because I think that we'll find that people who have been through crisis and have been through a lot of pain and suffering in their lives, I believe those are the ones that are going to stand up.
I agree.
Because they got nothing to lose.
Yeah. They've been through some horrendous situations and they came out on the other side.
Right, and they realize if they don't stand up, they're not going to make it through this one.
Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people choose that too, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think you'll find there will be a lot of people doing that. You know, another thing that comes to mind, it's funny, we've talked about Trump's, you know, whole pushing the vaccine thing, the warp speed and all this stuff, and how we kind of thought, you know, what's that all about? Why? Because before he was kind of anti-vax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was literally, you know, he went from being no vax to
everyone's
sitting on the fence. And now it's like, it was a gradual process. But I look at that and I think, I know why he had to do that. I think because, you know, he probably felt like, oh, I won't gain the populace
if I don't. The majority of people want to know
a lot. That. Well, I wouldn't even say majority, but I'll just say that, you know, he knows that he's got to balance that right now. I don't give him a free pass on that because, you know what? You got to stand up for your country if you know something's fishy.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, he's done that. But I think
doing that though might cause way too much
right
at a very critical moment.
Yeah, and I get that. But it's funny, I've heard the Democratic, the left, you know, has been kind of like, well, why the fuck is he all of a sudden pro-vax?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's up with that? Is there something going on with it? You know what I mean? So it's almost like that might have been part of his little agenda to kind of throw a wrench in that.
Yeah.
To twist it. So, I don't know.
You never really know. Like, where...
And that's it. It's
where,
like...
Where is he coming from?
Like, yeah. Where,
yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
But maybe that's his, you know, that's like his superpower in a way. It's like... Because you gotta... It's so corrupt everywhere.
Right.
You know, that... He's got to keep him guessing.
Yeah. You don't want to give him too much information. You don't want to show your cards too soon. And I know that's probably part of it. So let's talk about that for a minute before we wrap this up. I think we've always said this about Trump. It's like he's got to kind of play the fence a little bit, and where is he going from here? Everything that he's tried to gain control of this election and expose the fraud, it's backfired.
Mm-hmm.
Has it really backfired?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't think it is. I think it's exposing little bits and pieces as he goes. You know what I mean? It's exposing things.
It is. It's causing people to question and kind of I mean, there's still those that are going to, like, always, you know, put their head in the sand and just completely in denial, right?
Yeah, I'm just talking about his method to gain the presidency back, is what I'm saying, get the election back. Mm. I think, you know, like, the lawsuits that he filed that were thrown out, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that was all, like, steps to get him more information on the corruption and how deep it goes.
And to expose a little bit more.
Expose more and more of that, and mm-hmm. who's really, you know, I think that might have been part of it. But where is he now? What's going to happen?
I don't know.
The 6th is a turning point.
Yeah,
that is the
key. Yeah, it's a couple
days
away.
And he's still like, hey, you know, he wants 1 million people down in Washington on the 6th so he can unveil this whatever it is for this plan. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's... It's like, whoa, okay. There's got to be a Trump card.
There's got to be, right? And hopefully it's in our favor. But, you know, another thing, too, is, like, I'm kind of getting annoyed and just kind of disgusted with, like, everyone putting their stock in Trump or whatever. It's like, we have the power.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's
the saviors here.
Very important to remember. No matter what happens on the 6th, we still have the power.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's where I'm like, oh gosh, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah. And if things, here's what I see from everything that I've heard and all the facts and blah, blah, blah. If Biden actually does, you know, win this election, which I don't see happening, but if he does, then he's going to step down and Harris is going to assume the presidency. That's just no question about that. And the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to go after the First Amendment with the guns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Going to round up the guns.
Yeah. They're going to have a very difficult time taking guns away from Americans.
Yeah, the Patriots are not going to allow that.
There are far more guns in the country than there are people. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, what's going to happen then? Is it, like, you know, an all-out revolt? Are we going to have, like...
Could be. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I know they're going to try to come knocking on everybody's door and confiscate guns. Mm-hmm. They're going to try.
Yeah, and they're going to roll out the vaccine and make it mandatory,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're going to try that, too. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to succeed in either one of those. I honestly do not think they will
either.
Succeed in either one.
Too many of us will go down fighting,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, that's it. At that point,
I've got nothing
to lose.
Right.
You know? I have mm-hmm. nothing to lose because I will lose my humanity mm-hmm. if I give in.
Right, and we know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And isn't that what we're here on planet Earth for, humanity?
Yeah, definitely.
So, hey, mm-hmm. I'll be willing to take that bullet.
It's crazy to think that, you know, 2.5-3 more days.
I know.
You know?
The deciding factor. What lies in mm-hmm. our fate?
But yeah, it does come back to us, you know. It's stop putting your fucking, like, all your faith in, like, things outside of you. Oh, Trump's gonna save us. He's the savior. Like,
and the funny thing is, I mean, he's an amazing individual. You know, he is. We've talked about that and how he's, you know.
Yeah, if anything,
he's got the power of the universe. Mm-hmm. You know, and the cosmic family is like, you know, yep. You know,
it's like the tower, and it's funny, Twin Towers. You know,
uh-huh.
It's like
right.
Tarot.
Yeah, that's exactly what
so,
it is.
Yeah, there's. Seemingly like destruction and all this bad shit happening, but you know what's
but
on the
you know
other
what?
Side
well,
of that.
Well, and that's it. When you have something that's really bad, you need to tear it
it's
down.
Got
it. You get a building that's like, you know, infested with carpenter ants. What do you get? You can't. You
There's
gotta,
no salvation.
You, no,
you,
you
just
gotta,
have to like.
You gotta rip it down. You gotta mm-hmm. burn it down mm-hmm. in order to rebuild.
Yep. And that's
you know,
what
right
we're gonna
to
have
the foundation.
To do.
And that's exactly what we have to mm-hmm. do. And it starts with. The people, you know, the American people,
mm-hmm.
and we need to come together over this. We can't be divided anymore.
No, and that's,
I don't care
that's
what color you are.
Tactic. I mean,
well, the funny thing is, the Democrats only want those white,
mm-hmm.
you know, supremacist. Well, I don't know what they call them. supremacist white privileged, you know.
Right.
That's all they want. They're trying to eradicate anything that's
what not you see white. Is not what you get.
Right.
It's always the opposite there.
Yeah.
What they're presenting is almost always the opposite of what their real agenda what is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people I think that have started to lose faith in Trump over the last month of what's happened because, mm-hmm. you know, he seems like he's, you know, up against a losing battle.
Yeah.
Because every time he does something, he gets, like, derailed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it's progressing, and then it's like, yeah, nope.
Yeah. But he's also had a lot of opportunities to invoke the Insurrection Act and mm-hmm. hasn't done that.
Right. And again, I think that's another catch-22, like, you know, if he does, there's going to be fucking mayhem, right? And
well, and there could be, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? Maybe that's what's coming on the 6th. Yeah. Who knows? We don't know. There are a lot of possibilities now. There are a lot of possibilities. Yeah. But I honestly think, you know, yes, I would say he's a godsend, but he's not your savior. You're your savior. Mm-hmm. You know, we are our own saviors, like you said. And he is actually looking to the American people to stand up.
Yeah.
You know, he wants us to stand up for ourselves. He wants us to rise up and fight this tyranny and fight this socialism, globalist, you know, elite bullshit. He may be part of them, but he still wants us to stand up and fight with him. And I actually heard this was refreshing. Yeah, I actually watched a little video clip, an interview with somebody in some Russian connection somewhere, and you know how America's always pointing fingers, oh, the Russians did it to us, you know, they're at fault, it's their fault, you know, blah blah blah, right? Well, they're kicking back and in their homes watching the TV laughing at us because they see it on the news saying that we're blaming everything on them, and they're like, oh yeah, see how much power we have. Yeah, that's
right.
Funny,
right?
But one of the questions was asked to this Russian guy, I can't even remember the video or anything, but it was funny because she asked him what he thought of the president-elect, which is such a bogus title, I hate to say that, but and the Russian said completely, you know, off, you know, in league with the CCP and you know, globalists, and you know, trying to basically hijack the entire world.
Yeah.
And then she asked him, well, what do you think of Trump? Well, yeah, he's part of that globalist, you know, elite party. However, he's almost like he's not all for the agenda, because what he wants right now, he's trying to free America. He's trying to bring back America to its true freedom. And this was coming from some guy in Russia.
Yeah.
So yeah, still, you know, Trump is trying to get us to stand up for ourselves.
Yeah, because America, I mean, if you think about, like, the essence of America, what is it? It's freedom, liberty, right, freedom. Right.
That's why the whole world wants to come here. That's why the whole world looks at us, is but because, like, we stand so strong in our freedom and our...
Yeah, but that's, like, you know, the macrocosm, like, on a global, like, right. It's about freedom. Like, we right. are free and...
Yeah, you know. we're a pillar of freedom for everybody else to look at and inspire to be that.
Yeah, so, like, it seems like, oh, it's just America, but no, it's way bigger than that. It's,
yeah. It is, and they're all looking at us and you know, hoping and praying that we take our freedom back, so that gives them more inspiration to take their own freedom back.
Right.
Which they're trying. Other countries are already trying. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people over the... I'm going to use Britain, for example, because that's the closest to me. You know, they're sitting in their homes and on full lockdown and scared to death to come out of their house and afraid that... You know, they're going to be, you know, forced to get this injection because, you know, that they don't have any way to protect themselves. They don't have guns like we do.
Right.
They don't have weapons. They have no way to protect themselves. Right. And when they have the UN police marching down their, you know, military marching down their road, knocking on their doors, what are they going to do? You know, they're
and like when our founding fathers, you know, put together the Declaration of Independence, like they weren't just like out hunting, right? Did you hear about that? Like they were coming off like you know, a revolution, like, you right. know, saving a nation.
Yeah.
You know, and they, from personal experience, knowing, like, we need these specific things to make sure that we are,
you yeah, know, this sovereign. Doesn't happen again.
Right?
You know? Well, you can't take us over again. You know, we won't do it.
You know, those are huge, you know, components to
right.
to
what we makes are. Up right what makes us up, you know, mm-hmm. what we are, exactly. So true. Something just came to mind. Oh, never mind, it came back, but I don't want to talk about it because we don't wrap this up. That'll open up another can of worms. But anyway, yeah, so where do we go from here?
I don't know. You just gotta keep on fighting the good fight.
Fight the good fight. That was a good song. Yeah.
Rely
on yourself. Stay strong. Stay positive. Keep your vibration up.
Yeah, that's huge.
Especially right now. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure that you're eating good, healthy stuff.
Getting fresh air.
Fresh air. Please breathe, people. Mm-hmm. Please breathe. Breathe in. Do some breathing techniques.
You got to do what feels right to you, too. I mean, like...
Yep. Whether it's meditate, yoga, you know, nurture thyself right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the important
self-care
thing.
Self-care is, like, necessity.
Yep. And I'm also going to say, you know what? Reach out to your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That just popped in. Reach out to your neighbor, you know?
Mm-hmm. Don't let them fucking take that away from you.
Yeah. Yeah, we need each other now more than anything.
Yeah. This fake virus, you know, you're gonna, you know, look at your neighbor like they're sickly and like they've got some, you know, it's just, that's a bunch of crap.
And you know what? If they do, so what?
Right. So you're gonna abandon them?
Yeah. That's like watching a murder, you know, mm-hmm. happen in the streets of New York City and walking away from it because you don't want to get hurt,
mm-hmm.
which I understand, but you know what? At least call somebody or scream fire.
Yeah. Go back to like basic human, you know, virtues.
We,
like
right. We need each other. We need each other, people. You know, reach out to your neighbor. Do something kind. Pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that movie, Pay It Forward?
Yeah.
Do something kind. Something kind for yourself and something kind for somebody else.
If you can, if you have the means, you know, why not?
Well, I'm talking about just, you know, open the door for somebody. You know, right. Don't be afraid. Simple. Like if you're walking into the grocery store or wherever, you're out and open the door for somebody.
I noticed that's like people just let the door slam in your face now. Like yep. with the whole COVID thing and the mask. Oh, I don't want to touch you. I don't want to hold the door for you. I'm like... Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Just basic humanity, like just kindness, like simple little things, you know?
Yep. Be strong and don't be afraid.
Yeah. Don't let them strip you of your, like, I don't know, I'm going off.
Yeah. So you're getting on your high horse now.
A little bit.
That's usually me. I usually do that.
I know. What's going on?
I don't know.
New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. And
don't lose hope.
Don't lose hope.
Don't lose hope.
And
we got this.
Yeah, we got this. And you know, do whatever works for you. Pray, send positive, loving light and energy
mm-hmm.
to our president who's, you know, sticking up for us and
definitely.
Trying to fight for us right mm-hmm. now. He's fighting for his own life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he loses his battle, he loses his life and he loses his family. Yeah. His family loses their life because you better believe they'll take him out.
Oh, yeah.
If not, they'll put him in Gitmo for the rest of his life
mm-hmm.
and torture him.
For what he's done? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yep. We're going against the grain. So, you know, he's got a lot at stake in this.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't given up on us. Let's not give up on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's not give up on each other.
And right. Well, yeah, I said that first. That was like, so I said, reach out to your neighbor.
Definitely.
Don't give up on yourselves. Yeah. All right.
All right.
We good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. And just remember, take what resonates with you, leave the rest behind. I guess that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
I'll put some stuff in the notes as far as links and things like that. So be sure to check the notes. And yeah, thanks for listening. Over and out.
Take breath.